Welcome back into the program on this Thursday as we have finally reached college football eve. Tomorrow night at about 6:30 or so Central Time, college football will officially begin all over the nation. As a matter of fact, though, it will begin at 5 o'clock, I'm being told now. Murray State and Louisville kick off the college football season on ESPNU. There are several interesting games involving ranked teams tomorrow night and Friday night. Friday night has a very interesting matchup that we will get to in a minute. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. Robert McElroy was supposed to be with us, as he usually is, but we'll send out a flare and see if Robert can see that. It's always great when the host shows up and tries to get in touch with the guests, and the guests are nowhere to be found. But there's no law that says I can't do this show on my own, so I will, until we'll see if Robert can get in touch with us before the end of the program. If not, we'll talk to Robert in a couple of weeks when we return. I will make this announcement that next week we won't have shows. I'm going to be out of pocket next week, so we will not have our weekly guest lineup. But we will return in 2 weeks, so you'll be able to listen to us then. Just bear with us, but we will not be there next week. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always do that. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/bunsports. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/bunsports. And you can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/jacobbun. And you can also email us if you have something to say. The email address is sportsbun, as in bun sports in reverse, at gmail.com. So you can always get in touch with us that way as well. We're still waiting on Robert McElroy for today's show, and we will see if we can get in touch with him before the show's over. But yeah, let's get started talking about tomorrow night's matchups, though. The headliner on ESPN, and I'm underwhelmed by this matchup. I always think ESPN does such a wonderful job with the kickoff first Thursday night game of the year, but this year's game, and I know it involves the team that I picked to go to the national championship game, so I have a vested interest just because of that. But I mean, come on, Wisconsin and UNLV, there's just not much about that game on a normal circumstance that would get me enthusiastic. But I will say this, it is Thursday night, it is football, it is the first football of the year on ESPN high definition, so I will be watching for sure, no matter how dull the matchup may appear to be to me. But also tomorrow night you have Murray State at Louisville. These games, they're not going to be that great. It's just football. That's what we're interested in seeing, the toe meeting the leather. On the gridiron, Illinois State at Eastern Illinois. I don't believe I'll be watching that game. Mississippi State plays Memphis. Mississippi State ranked in the top 25 this year, number 20 in the Associated Press poll. They play at Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. That one should be interesting. If you have Fox Sports Net, it's going to be on Fox Sports Net. You can also find that game Fox Sports Net HD if you get that channel. But that should be interesting. I'm looking to see how good Mississippi State looks this year, coming off of the two up years. Dan Mullen got his team to a bowl game, the Gator Bowl, and obliterated Michigan in that game. But how is it when they come back down to less competition against Memphis? I'm interested to see how Mississippi State looks, because in 2 weeks, well, in the 1 week after they play Memphis, the week two, they play Auburn at Auburn. That's going to be a humongous game for Mississippi State. Even bigger than that, though, a couple of days later on that Thursday night, week three, they play LSU in Starkville. So Mississippi State, I want to see how they look in this Memphis game. So I will be paying attention to that game. Of course, I mentioned UNLV at Wisconsin. That is the ESPN high-definition game. It'll start about 6:30 to 7, somewhere in there, Central Time, if you want to watch that game. Also, tomorrow night, Kentucky against Western Kentucky in ESPNU high-definition. That game follows the Murray State at Louisville game. But that's Kentucky against Western Kentucky, and that one is going to be played in Nashville. So that's at a neutral site there against Western Kentucky. And yeah, I want to see how Joker Phillips, almost said Rich Brooks, I believe he's retired, but I want to see how Joker Phillips' team looks this year. Can't figure out Kentucky. They've been to 5 straight bowl games. Kentucky is definitely on the rise, but they're still Kentucky, and a lot of people don't think that they can break through and think it's still not their time to get to the SEC championship game. You know, but I'll say this on Kentucky. They're a decent program right now. They're not in the absolute gutter that they have been in the past. They are competitive. They have quality lines, which is what you have to have in the SEC to be competitive. They can play with you. Okay. You got a down east right now. The leader, talent-wise, I think, is South Carolina. But they have a rough schedule. They do get Kentucky at home. But you look at Georgia. Georgia this year has to they have to play Kentucky. They're at that one's in Athens, second weekend of the year. Tennessee, still perceived by most people to be down. You have Florida, who's in a transition year. Now, I know Florida is loaded with talent and still is probably going to be very, very good, but they're in a transition year. A lot of people think that it will not be the year for the Gators this year. So I say that to say this. Could it be the year, because of the situation in the East, that Kentucky breaks through and gets to the SEC championship game? You think that could happen? Now, personally, if you want my opinion, I'm just floating the question out there. I don't think they will. I picked them to go 5-7 overall, 1-7 in the SEC, with the only win coming against Ole Miss. But I don't think it's too far-fetched to see Kentucky win the SEC East. But I don't think it's going to happen. Having said that, let's pick up the phone. Robert, welcome to the program. You join us in progress here on this Wednesday afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Doing great, doing great. I was just wondering why the host showed up but the guest didn't. It's always great when the host shows up and the guest doesn't.
I'm sorry about that, man. I part of me thought it was 6 o'clock tonight. It's actually, I guess it would be 5 o'clock was the time we had agreed on. I'm so sorry, dude.
No problem, Robert. You know I'm easygoing, and if you want to operate by Eastern time, that's your prerogative.
Yeah, we'll do.
All right, well, I was just discussing this the slate of games for Thursday night, tomorrow night. You got, it's not an overwhelming slate, but it is college football, which is what we're all interested in seeing. You got UNLV, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Western Kentucky, but I'm really interested to see that Mississippi State-Memphis game to see how the Bulldogs look before their big two matchups against Auburn and LSU.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. I really like this Mississippi State team. I think they have a chance to do some big things. I really love Dan Mullen and that offense. And, yeah, I mean, it's what we've been counting down to, man. I'm ready to check it out. I'm ready to see it. I think they'll take care of Memphis handily, but I like it being a Thursday night game. It's a good way to kick everything off.
So what's your feeling you like Wisconsin, I know, to go a long way. I picked them, my predictions came out today, and I have Wisconsin in the national championship game. What do you think tomorrow night against UNLV? Any problems? Because UNLV is that kind of team that can give you some issues.
Not for Wisconsin.
Okay.
I really like the Badgers this year. I think they could indeed go a long way. I think they're one of those teams that doesn't get looked at enough. I think they've got what it takes to do very big things this year. I expect them to win the Big Ten, and I expect UNLV to be victim number one, man. I like them that much.
Well, Robert, why don't we read down the top 25, and we'll go over the SEC slate of games this year. Get your thoughts, opinions, and picks on each one. So you like the Badgers in that one. How about Mississippi State? Any problem against Memphis in the Liberty Bowl?
Not quite. Memphis has some rebuilding to do, and Mississippi State is rebuilt. So yeah. No problems there. I think Mississippi State takes care of it by a couple touchdowns. It's not 3 or 4.
Okay. Michigan State, the team that was co-champion of the Big Ten last year, is hosting Youngstown State. I don't believe that's going to be any kind of a contest at all. That's on Friday night. But also on Friday night, a very, very interesting game. Baylor is on the rise right now. And TCU, number 14 in the AP poll, has to visit Baylor. This is a Friday night game. I believe it's on ESPN. Yes, it is. TCU at Baylor. That's 7 o'clock Central on ESPN. What do you see in that game?
That is a really interesting matchup. I still think TCU has just enough strength and what it takes to get it done against Baylor. I like where Baylor's come the last several years, the last handful of years at least. And they're a much better program than they were a couple years ago. I mean, they were just kind of the Vandy of the Big 12. But with the Big 12 kind of watered down as it is, I mean, Baylor could make noise here and there. But I look for TCU to get it done in that one, but that could be a close one. Look for that to be tight.
Yeah,
that's going to be a great, great game.
I agree.
I really do think so.
You got Akron taking on Ohio State in Columbus. I think, you know, much has been made about it, but I think Akron's the kind of program, though, that Ohio State will have its way with, regardless of what's going on off the field.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, I don't even know why we're discussing that one, man. Buckeyes going to take care of business against
and
them,
I think
against
this
Akron.
Same goes for Miami of Ohio against Missouri. Okay, how about Utah State going into Jordan-Hare to play the defending national champions? Auburn, of course, we've documented they've lost a ton of players this year, and a lot of people think they're going to struggle. I have them at 7-5, but this Utah State team is, I think, underrated, and I think I don't think they'll beat Auburn, but I think people may be underestimating the power of Utah State this year.
Yeah, there's a reason that Gene Chizik said in his press conference the other day that Utah State was a very, very good team. Probably some reporters in the room had to hold back some laughter here and there, but at the same time, I don't think Gene Chizik's going to take Utah State lightly, as he said in his press conference. They are a pretty decent little team. I look for Auburn to be kind of wide-eyed at the beginning of that game. So many young players, so many freshmen and sophomores all over the place. So I look for Auburn to kind of struggle early to find their mojo. But once they find that mojo, they should be able to pull away with it. I'm thinking a touchdown, 10 points, maybe even two touchdowns. I don't think it's going to be just a drumming of Utah State, but I think Auburn takes care of business. But not after a first half struggle where you're finding really young yet talented players trying to get in their element.
Sure. South Florida visits Notre Dame 2:30 Central Time on Saturday afternoon. That one could be very interesting. Who do you like there? Is that an upset for Notre Dame, or do they take care of business against South Florida?
Yeah, I was looking at this game earlier, and I just really like Skip Holtz. I'm not sure that I like him that particular day. I think South Florida has a lot of athletes. I think Notre Dame, though, may barely get by that one, but that looks to be a tight game. And look for Skip Holtz to make noise at South Florida and eventually get him a much better college coaching job. I really like him as a future gem in the coaching ranks.
He is a Notre Dame alum, and that game, as all Notre Dame home games are, is on NBC High Definition at 2:30. Reading down the schedule, not a whole lot of contests. I mean, you got Missouri State taking on Arkansas and games like that. Really aren't going to be a problem for those teams. But Tulsa visits number one Oklahoma. Oklahoma has the big contest in Tallahassee next weekend. Tulsa is a team that can give you fits if you let them.
Yeah, this is true. They've been able to give some teams a hard time. Not sure that'll be the case with the Sooners. I hate that I haven't picked an upset up to this point. I'm going to try that at some point, but not with this one. I'm taking the Sooners. I really like them to make a lot of noise in the Big 12 this year. I picked them last week on this show to win the Big 12. I stick by that, and they take care of business against in-state Tulsa.
From the SEC, you don't really have many contests. I think Vanderbilt will beat Elon, Tennessee, Montana, please. South Carolina, East Carolina, that could be interesting. I don't think East Carolina will beat them, but that game is in Charlotte, and East Carolina's not a dormant program. They have some, they can get some wins here and there.
You know, so far, we've looked at a lot of games today, and there's so many, like, in-state contests going on. You have Ohio State, Akron, Oklahoma, Tulsa, South Carolina, East Carolina. It makes you wonder when the big schools and the big powers that be here in Alabama are going to take a page out of everybody else's book, doesn't it?
It does.
That being said, South Carolina, no doubt. Okay. I like the Gamecocks. I think the skill positions, they're just as good as anybody.
And I think it's pretty comfortable to say that Florida will have its way with Florida Atlantic, and Alabama will have their way with Kent State. Now, to the game, the big games that really matter Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. Let's start in Oxford, Mississippi, where a BYU team comes into Ole Miss. Bronco Mendenhall has done a wonderful job with that program. This is 3:45 Central on ESPN. But Houston Nutt, man, is he looking for a big year this year to try to save him from going to the unemployment line. What do you think comes of this game between the Cougars and the Rebel Black Bears, whatever they are?
Well, I think Houston Nutt's departure begins here, and it's going to be a pretty slippery slope from here on out for Mr. Nutt. He's out of the SEC. You can stick a fork at him. I don't look for him to do anything special this year. It's going to be an abysmal year for Ole Miss as usual. BYU takes care of business.
Okay, well, now to the two games that everybody has circled, by far the most meaningful games of the weekend as far as BCS, as far as rankings, whatever you want to say. And I think we would be remiss if we did not start with the number 5 team in America going to a, and I'm doing air quotes here, neutral site against Georgia in Atlanta. Boise State, a lot of people feel, I think we both do, that Boise State does not belong in the BCS with the schedule they play. But this is another shot. We saw it last year against Virginia Tech for them to defeat a major program on a primetime stage. What do you say about this game? How do you break this down?
Well, the closer and closer we get to the season, the more and more I like this Georgia team. And it seems like other prognosticators around the country are liking them more and more as well. It seems like everyone's picking either Carolina or Georgia to win the East. I think Georgia's very strong, regardless of their coming off of a bowl loss against Central Florida. I love Aaron Murray, and I really like the Dogs this year. But at the same time, I think this Boise State squad, led by Kellen Moore, it's going to be a little much for the Dogs. Now, it is played in the Georgia Dome, so I think you're going to have a tight game here. But Boise State, I think, gets by. I think they get by the Dogs in this one.
Yeah, and I think another factor, too, for Boise State is they lost two senior receivers last year. And I believe Kellen Moore is a fantastic quarterback, very talented young man. But you have to have people to catch the ball, and I think losing those two veteran wide receivers from last year's team is really going to impact them this year. Be interesting to see how they handle that. Now, the team that has had just about every distraction you can possibly have, their quarterback is facing major legal implications with the fight that went on in the Baton Rouge bar that has been well documented now, Jordan Jefferson. So that means Jarrett Lee will have to step in and take the reins once again for the LSU offense. You have Russell Shepard, who is, in my opinion, and I picked him this offseason as being the player to watch in the SEC, but he's been suspended for something to do with an NCAA violation. So LSU is really under it right now. But that seems to be when Les Miles shines the most. And then you have Oregon, who this offseason was found to have dealings with sports recruiting analyst and recruiting insider Willie Lyles, who has been pegged by some as an unscrupulous character. You got the battle of the Willie Lyles teams right here, really, between LSU and Oregon. So who do you like in the Willie Lyles Bowl?
Well, both of these teams coming off some pretty rough headlines. At the same time, though, I'm not sure how great LSU was going to be with Jordan Jefferson, and now Jarrett Lee's in the fold. I don't know how bad or good any of this is. And the headlines are bad, and the PR sucks for LSU, but I think Oregon takes care of business in Arlington, Texas. I really do. I think both teams are incredibly talented. They've recruited very well over the years via Willie Lyles or not. I'm taking Oregon.
Finally, Robert, on Monday, Labor Day night, they always have an ESPN special, and this week it is Miami at Maryland, and this is a game of no consequence nationally, so I really wouldn't be asking you about it if it weren't for the situation, of course, with Miami and Nevin Shapiro. How do you think the Hurricanes look Labor Day night when they march out on that field?
Ooh, well, you'd hope that there'd be some focus there, but there has been so much bad stuff take place off the field, those headlines and everything, really bad for the Canes. Maryland's going to be pretty solid this year, but I don't think it'll be quite enough to get by the Hurricanes. And I hope whoever's broadcasting this game,
ESPN,
whoever's calling the game isn't harping on the NCAA stuff constantly. I hope that we just kind of get focused on football here and they don't ruin the whole game with that mess. There's going to be a football game take place that night, regardless of what's going on. And I think the Canes win it just by talent alone. I like Randy Edsall and that, but I think the Canes have just enough talent to get by Maryland. I'm going out on a limb with that one because I think Maryland could really give them some problems.
Something tells me that the TV analysts will dwell on that, though, even though I agree with your point there. Robert, great stuff as always. Again, we won't have a show next week, but we will talk to you in 2 weeks. Thanks so much.
Yeah, man, we'll see you again soon. We'll have a lot more to talk about, too.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be back tomorrow on the Bun Sports Show. Stay safe and have a good night.